Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Garrett.
I'm Corey.
And we are in Philippians in the middle of this, the second study, talking about Timothy as an example of others before self. This section started in chapter 2 and verses 19. Last time we talked about verses 19 through 20. Today we're going to address the second half of that in chapter 2, verses 21 through 24, that says this: "For they all seek after their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know of his proven worth, that he served with me in the furtherance of the gospel like a child serving his father. Therefore, I hope to send him immediately as soon as I see how things go here with me. And I trust in the Lord that I myself also will be coming shortly."
Okay, so the first thing he talks about is this idea, in contrast to Timothy, which we saw in verse 20, about this attitude that he has of being genuinely concerned about other people. In contrast to Timothy, Timothy seeks after their interest, others before self. But it's interesting here, because what he technically says in verse 21 is that, in contrast to Timothy, these other guys seek their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. Well, I thought Timothy was seeking others' interests over his own. But if you go again back into the context of what he talked about starting in verse 5, the mind of Christ, remember we talked about in verse 7 that he took on the form of a servant. Who was he serving? He was serving God, and he was serving us that he died for, humbling himself on the cross. So that's the idea here, is that Timothy has this others before self attitude. But I think this is a really cool part of Philippians, because he's helping us to see that this other before self attitude is not just a good way to live. Like, you could go to a preschool or a kindergarten class, and teachers are teaching kids, you know, be kind to others or be nice to others or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's more than just that. It's the attitude of Jesus. It's this godly attitude of, you know, self-sacrifice for others, of, you know, ultimately, what does it take? Jesus's interest is to get people to heaven, not just to be nice to them, but to get people to heaven. And that's why we put others before self, is because, as opposed to what's going on in the church at Philippi and in a lot of other places, I'm not going to let these little things that are matters of opinion or things that we want to argue and fuss about, that really have no bearing on salvation, I'm not going to let that get in the way of salvation. That's not the hill I'm going to die on, as to, like, you know, if you dress up enough for me, or you use the right translation, or, you know, what happens to us after death in eternity. There's a lot of those things that we don't know, and we can have opinions on. But Christ's attitude was to seek and save the lost. Spiritually, they're fun things to talk about sometimes.
Oh yeah.
And we can have opinions about them, but are we going to let that get in the way of somebody's salvation? That, I think, is such an important point to make.
Yeah, and it's also,
let me get you choked up there.
Yeah, it didn't. It's also a different level of kind of education here, because it, like you said, there's a difference in, you know, sitting in a classroom and talking about ideals that you want to have, and different, you know, principles. It's another to talk about, here's this guy that you know and that I know, and we know what his character is. And this is the kind of character that you want to imitate. It's more of a real example, and it's a personal one that, you know, connects with everybody involved here.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it more attainable whenever here's a guy that's right in front of you that you know, that you've seen, that you have some sort of relationship with, and he's already doing it. This is kind of the attitude that you should have, and it makes it more approachable in that way, especially since it seems like Timothy's about to be there before long. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whenever you read this letter and you see Timothy there, start imitating what Timothy's like.
Yeah, and one of the things he says in verse 22 about not only does he have the right attitudes, but he's living it. You mm-hmm. know, it's one thing the Church of Philippi had supported financially Paul. He's talked about that at the beginning of the letter. He'll talk about it again at the end of the letter. It's one thing to support financially or in some other way. That's good, and we ought to do that.
Yeah.
But Timothy's gone a step beyond that. He's not only supported, but he's gone and worked side by side with Paul. And then beyond that, like a son with a father. And, you know, spiritually speaking, you might say that, and Paul talked about that in other places, about Timothy being like a son in the gospel to him. But this idea of, you know, how does a son, this is a good question to ask you, how does a son obey his father or serve his father? Well, you know, completely, willingly, lovingly, you know, all those kinds of things. It's not just that kind of a relationship of, you know, being a servant, but one who's doing so out of love. Because, like, you know, my parents, your grandparents are now to the age to where, you know, they need us to serve them. There's, you know, health issues and things that, you know, they just can't do that they used to. They always feel like it's a, you know, well, we hate to ask y'all, but they don't realize we want to because we love them so much. Yeah. That's the idea. Do we have that familial kind of love in the church that we're so genuinely concerned about others that we not only serve, but we do so motivated exclusively out of love and genuine concern about others?
Yeah, and he points out, he says, I have no one else of kindred spirit. And then in verse 21, he says, they all seek after their own interests. It seems like there's maybe some other people that are around Paul that he can't send to them because, you know, they're not having the same attitude that Timothy does. But,
well, I think it's more the people at Philippi that don't have this same kind of attitude.
But he's sending Timothy as, you know, this is the one that I can send to you that, you know, that already is imitating these things.
Sure.
He says, you know of his proven worth. There's some sort of relationship that Timothy and Philippi already has with one another. I think if there wasn't, then it wouldn't make as much sense for Paul to use him as an example if they don't know anything about him. But he says, you know of his proven worth. You've experienced his proven worth and the relationship that he has with them and with Paul. And so he says, I hope to send him immediately as soon as I see how things go with me. But
it's a reminder, too, of like we do when we introduce a speaker, you know, yeah, whatever, that, hey, here's a guy worth listening to.
Yeah.
You know, here's a guy worth listening
or
to.
Or imitating.
And you know that because of that, you know, what you've dealt with him before.
You know him, I know him, but here's an effective reminder of some of the principles that we've been talking about and how it's lived out in a real world example.
And he would rather go himself. He tells us in verse 23 and 24, he would rather go and do this himself. I'm going to wait and see how things go. I may get out of prison. I may not. If I don't, I'm going to send him to you. But I'm hoping to come myself. Paul's not being selfish. He just wasn't sure when and, you know, how this was all going to shake down. But he wanted to go be with them. He wanted to be the one to go help them work out their problems and teach them and see face-to-face how things were going with them because he loved them and cared about that much. But that may be outside my control, but at the very least, I'm going to send Timothy.
Well, and it also kind of points about, we don't really talk about this as one of those connections to others before self, but you know Timothy and Paul was close. And so it's kind of this, even though I'm in prison, I don't know how things are going to work out, I still want to take an initiative and send to you somebody that's going to help you. And so
who
and I don't know what that
costed. Himself.
Yeah, that's got to cost, you know, Paul something to not have Timothy there ready to help him and be with him and whatever. But he says it's more valuable right now for y'all to have him because y'all need him more than I do, which is kind of, again, that others before self idea. So we are, that's this example of Timothy that points back to the others before self idea that flows through this book. We'll begin next time talking about another example that Paul starts to bring out about others before self. But we hope that this study blessed you, and that this is something that you can take and dive into God's Word in even deeper on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.